New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
War and poverty. Oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people.
Well, yes indeed, wake up all doctors and make the old people well. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. This is June 19th, 2016. It's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Hello, everyone. I appreciate you being out there. I still have a, I still have a voice, which is a result of science, and things are moving, along pretty well. I think the world is still has its seven major wars. You lost four more rights this week. You usually lose about two to three rights a week, and I tell you about it. Today's rights are really strange. But I'll tell you something. You know, the whole basis of Parker Pathways is to integrate each show with the other concerning water, the chemistry of your body, ways to test your body, ways to think of your spirit, give you hope, the fact of knowledge. And I had a call last week on the show. I shouldn't do this, you know. I've been through too much militarily to fall for this crap. But the thing is, there was a caller, nice caller, you know. The thing is, they're saying, well, you know, you got to give more references, and you got to do that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. See, the references are there. You'd be here for another hour and a half, but they'll be in my books. But you see, that's what a knowledge engineer is. You know, a knowledge engineer is not made up. The government had about the time when I was coming in. Uncle Sam, there were about 90 knowledge engineers. And what you do is you create knowledge. And then it goes to, in those days, it went to the Associated Press. And then the Associated Press printed it. And then the newspapers printed it from the Associated Press. And then reporters went out, and they were ethical kinds of people in those days. And that's the way the system went. And the way of doing things and how you interreacted and interacted with different disciplines was very important. Toward the end of going through many, many world Earth trips on missions, developing and meeting people and being on projects, one or two of them I'm going to talk about today, that affected people's lives. Laws were different. Regulations were not stringent. The United Nations was not that totally strong. It was taking and it planned for the taking over of the world. No one was hiding that. Of course, I'll be going into many of those aspects in today's program about the United Nations and concerning food and water and blood supply. Not just the blood supply. You know, when you give blood, you're talking about giving chemistry. You know, you're talking about the creations of stem cells in your body. You're talking about your spirit in terms of your, if your soul has reached the point where you have a reincarnation of your soul in such a way to work it through and do all those forms of metaphysical thinking, you're way ahead of it. Of course, there are a lot of talk show hosts who think, well, I'm not going to listen to that, you know, soothsayer. Well, then why do you call a priest when you're starting to die and you're a cancer patient and you can't get the right drug and you can't work it through because the death panel says that you can't have it? I've gone through many of those cases. You know, public always thinks they know things, and they should. So I left the government because it was getting to the point in my heart of hearts that hope was being taken away and now is being manipulated on a grand scale. There wasn't any room for extraterrestrial medicine. There wasn't any room for the process. Today, it's run by, it's really not run by bankers, in fact, to tell you the truth. It's run by planners that are backing in mergers and working formats out. Similar to the sale of bandwidth on the air. All that being said, this is Father's Day. And my salute to Father's Day starts at George Washington. They're talking about the father of the country, even though there was another president before him. And the people of today would never go without shoes, walk in the snow for 14 miles, fire briquettes instead of bullets. Of course, I shouldn't talk out of turn on that. You know, in Korea, the government never furnished really bullets in the machine guns because the machine guns were old. They didn't want to get bullets, so there was a way to figure out to shoot rocks. So, the military fathers, I give a big salute to. And to the ones that died for us, I was one of the lucky ones in all those missions, still here. And I think that's by God's will, to say the damn truth. And the whole thing, you know, it's, you read my bio on RBN, you know, actually the caller said, well, you just have chloramine cause health damage, and that's on RBN, that's the only reference. I said, no, you know, that's been nominated 4 times for the Nobel Prize, fella. We exposed RBN was the first station in the United States of America that had a host that brought out forth of the killing machine of water and the determinations of the fact of chemicals in the water being placed and the fact of the control of the EPA causing cancer and leukemia in humans and osteomyelitis in females. 45 years of human research in the United States on thousands of medical cases of which I've analyzed. That'll all be in the books. And this research went on in England. It went on in other places in the world. Yeah. And the nerve of even thinking, you know, this whole thing, let me put it to you this way. It's not all run off the internet. You have to work for it. And speaking of that, one of your rights was formalized in a workman's compensation case. And I was asked to give a comment on the workman's compensation case of Morris versus BNSF Railway Company. And the Court of Appeals of the Eighth Circuit gave an opinion on this case, in the past week and a half. And the case really stemmed from a post-offer medical examination. And Morris, who is the plaintiff, applied for a machinist position. And he received a conditional offer of employment, which is the way he usually normally have it. And he was required to undergo a medical review because the position was very safety sensitive. You know, he had various threats that could come to his body. And he noted on the medical questionnaire that he weighed 270 pounds and he stood 5'10", and he was not currently a diabetic and didn't have any health concerns and no limitations in activity. So the BNS doctors examined Morris and noticed that he weighed 280 pounds and had a body mass of 40.9 in the first exam and 40.4 in the second because his BMA exceeded that company qualification standard. The company's medical department advised that Morris was not currently qualified due to a significant health and safety risk. And the risk, according to the examiner, was related to a class 3 obesity, which is entailed a BMI of 40 or greater. So the BNSF, they revoked the job offer, and Morris sued alleging discrimination under the Disability Act. Now, Morris lost in the district court, and it noted that Morris had denied suffering from any medical impairment on the BNS questionnaire, but his personal doctor said he did not suffer any medical condition. He had no limitations. So the court, therefore, dismissed the case, and Morris appealed. Now, the Supreme Court received the amicus curiae brief coming in after the Court of Appeals focused on whether Morris had an impairment on the Disability Act. And Morris argued that Congress had stated under the American with Disabilities Act Amendments Act that whether an impairment exists should not demand excessive analysis. The Eighth Circuit Court rejected that argument and extensively analyzed the history of the definition of the impairment. Going back to the original Disability Act guidance, and the paragraph which I was asked to challenge, there were one of 14 expert witnesses involved to defend Morris and to give evidence. The paragraph reads, quote, "It is important to distinguish between conditions that are impairments in physical, psychological, environmental, cultural, and economic characteristics that are not impairments. The definition of impairment does not include physical characteristics such as eye color and hair color, left-handed height, weight, muscle, or tone, which are within the normal range, not the result of a physiological disorder. The definition, likewise, does not include characteristic predisposition of illness or disease. Other conditions, such as pregnancy, that are the result of physical disorder, are also not impairments," unquote. So the court held that the plaintiff had to prove both. His weight falls outside the normal range, and that it is due to a physiological order. Now, the plaintiff is challenging the court's interpretation, arguing that the Congress passed the Disability Act specifically, you see, to intend to have a favor of broad coverage. The Eighth Circuit, therefore, put forth a seven-page formation noting that the Congress accomplished the broader range adopted by a four more generous definition of substantial limitations. Quote, notably, Congress did not express any disagreement with the judicial interpretation of the term physical impairment, unquote. So the court is saying that the weight is merely physical. It's not a physical impairment unless it's outside that range. But the ADA does not prohibit any employer from acting on some other basis on its assessment that although no physical impairment currently exists, there is no unacceptable risk of a future physical impairment, unquote. Went to the Supreme Court. They sent it back in agreement with a Eighth Circuit federal court. That means you have lost, as a citizen of the country, six major rights. This is the same thing as Obamacare, where it was considered a tax by the Supreme Court, which is a totally bogus operation. You have tax, okay? So you have a tax on your own health in terms because you're a payment for you call it inequality of income, which is basically unconstitutional on 75 grounds. 14 of those grounds I've already written about in the midst of many other people that put it in. I'm the only person in the United States of America, a talk show host, or I was curious, I briefed it, put it forth that water was a poison concerning as a disability. Supreme Court accepted that, and it's still hanging in there. But this fact that you can go, and the underlying physical disorder impairment, that obesity is not an impairment unless it results from an underlying physiological disorder, stands. I want you to think about that for a little bit. If you, the government's already determined the idea of redefining what's healthy, the word healthy. The United Nations, this past week, took over the process of other things that have to do with intellectual property, and which we'll get into today. But you lost your major four rights of physical attributions, which, by the way, go into your medical record in terms of the carbon.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Pathways. I want to apologize for the fact that we got knocked off air, and you know, that's all I'm going to say. And
I have a good producer, and we're back with you. The government also had a case concerning rights. It's called the Defend Trade Secrets Act. And this is a temporary restraining order for a former employer. And the case really hangs on a motion for a temporary restraining order blocking the former employee from accessing or using or sharing allegedly stolen confidential data. Now, on its face, that looks legitimate. I mean, you wouldn't want somebody to be using the material that's stolen from you on a business. But the case is really a breach of contract case. In other words, it's you have to establish really a breach of contract. One of the employees went to a competitor. In this case, it was called Sheen's Dental Supply Business, and the employee went to a competitor called Patterson Dental. Now, the idea here is, if under the Congress is setting up with the idea of federal law is really now being judged on the terms of the United Nations taking over the intellectual property system. So it's really important. This is this week, so that you understand these rights that you've had taken away from you this week. The idea of the new federal law protecting that trade secret actually preempts the state law, but the United Nations is interfering with the federal law now. So the judge in the federal case failed to even consider the new federal laws protecting trade secrets, which are being abused by the United Nations. And the defendant in this case was given no chance to respond to any of the allegations. Now, if you just think about that, we go now back to, this is not an academic exercise we're discussing here. This has to do with the real world of the loss of ability of challenging an allegation based upon the fact of protecting a trade secret. So what we're seeing in terms of this, it affects stocks, of course. It affects people. You take like United States Concrete Incorporated selling at $60.24 a share, developing acquisitions in order to increase its share value. But most of that's foreign money, and that goes into that because concrete right now is being used in a different way for new types of innovations with the use of water and the use of different types of clays, and covers many innovations that are trying to be patented. But the money that goes into that is coming from the Egyptians. It's coming from German and French interests that are supporting revolutionaries, they call them now. And so this particular case is influenced the type of care that is being used to try to protect intellectual property. And as it stands now, the United Nations has a complete threat to meet their Agenda 2030 guideline. When we come back, we'll talk about the High-Level Panel on Access to Medicines Act and its violation and its threat to the death penalty. See you at the other end of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Barbara Pathways. The call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome aboard for listening and stick with us after being cut off the satellite. I'm going to change strategy just a moment. I want to get into the United Nations threat to drug innovation in a moment. But I'm going to mention this, you know, you probably heard this past week that Homeland Security said, well, we cannot use the words jihad or Sharia law. And I'm going to put a little bit of a reality check onto that in terms of things. You take an innovation whereby you develop a way to change the way a human blood vessel will heal without surgical suturing in such a way that you're using a form of a stem cell pen laser light instead of a suture. Now, when I worked on that with the team for the patent on that, it was in a company that was filed outside the United States, which is totally legal. And that will, that innovation will come to fruition. And, of course, we live in a world today where people don't want you to succeed because they think that you you can't be too smart. In other words, it's the idea that you can do white shaming, which is now what it's called on college campuses. You had a woman that was, as I understand it, was out of Missouri, meeting a few days ago, could have been yesterday, the day before, concerning the Orlando massacre, which many people in the country deny happened, yet they're burying bodies, you know, that type of thing. And she's in front of the audience there and said, well, she's really embarrassed to be there because there are too many white people. Then you have, I believe, a representative person from that's a black lady, who's a Democrat from Wisconsin, that wants the rich tested before receiving high dollar tax deductions. I think her name is Gwen Moore. I'm not sure. But I do know that her actions were of the level that I mentioned. So let's say that the Panama Papers came out and it breached all kinds of things, making people look at differently than they really were. And so companies around the world said, well, listen, listen, Captain, we'd really like to buy out what you got, you know, because the 10-cell pen concept in the new surgery has been actually developed on under research grants in other countries. So it's a totally legitimate operation. And so before the Panama Papers occurred, about 2 days before that hit, which I was never part of, actually. I mean, I have nothing to do with that. But the I looked the contract over, and there's paragraphs on Sharia law. And I've already indicated that, you know, why would I make a contract for somebody who doesn't want to pay interest? I mean, if I'm doing the inventory based on a 3% base and a 37.2% corporate tax, which the United States refuses to have the product in, this is what happened to Medtronic, and who made the heart pacer that saved thousands of lives a day. You know, they went to Ireland. You know, and you know, worked with that. I think that Medtronic moved to had an address from Minnesota to Ireland in January 2015, I think, and they went and did their work development in Brazil and Peru last year to make their monitors there. And so, see, this is what Trump's talking about. Not that I'm touting Trump, but his seeking me out to discuss waters was a very positive experience. But because you have to have water for energy, you have to have water for the development system, for making byproducts too, and then plus you need water for life, which we're going to get into today, as time allows. So, what we have here is that to make a long story short, I'll give, for the sake of being, because I love my listeners and I want to make sure, even though I may scold you once in a while, I have a great respect for the fact that you have the guts to listen to a talk show that covers five major disciplines in one show, and because they're all interconnected, things you may not want to hear, but that's life. There's so much that you got to go around and hate everybody before you can even listen to somebody the way it is today. Said, well, what's the price, you know? And so they gave me two figures in millions. So, you know, what were we talking about? Started negotiating the thing, which was no secret. That had to be down. That was $12 million. So I said, well, I'm not going to, I authorized the comments, and I wrote out the statement that there was to be said, and I wasn't going to deal with people that had Sharia law in their contract. Not that I got a hard problem about Muslims or anything of that sort, but that's an ideology. Like, let's say that I made a contract that said, well, I only want the stem cell pen or the process of the development of that suture to only be used on people that are like Mr. Hesser. You know, 5'10", 200 some pounds, that's the only guy I want to have this work on. Or let's say that the person has vessel operations below the large intestine, where you get a lot of bleeding in terms of vascular development in that area. And I only want it to be on someone who is American Indian and not white, can be part black, but not too black. See, I would be implementing a belief system. When Sharia law is a belief system. And there would be, and I don't want them to pay interest on this because they're part of an American Indian reservation and they're on federal land. The retort would be on demur to say, well, the American Indians actually are under federal control and do not have citizenship in the United States. Technically, they would be correct. See? So this is where it stands. I will let the innovation follow in a drawer somewhere before I deal with people that are thrusting in violations of contract law and doing the very thing that they're accusing people of in the Panama Papers. I will not do it. And because this is what I've been talking about, people have asked me on air, they've asked me on other things about the water and the process, oh, well, somebody's going to take care of that. And, well, like hell they will. They say, well, what's the reason? You know, I've had listeners that say, well, you know, what do you think the problem is? They say, well, it's greed, corruption. It's imprinted so that you can see it. Look how many people, as I said, I'm not touting Trump. But the whole thing is that the reason everybody's against Trump is because he's gonna straighten it out because things are coming so corrupt. It's like a bad movie. So we have a whole problem here, and I wonder who's on the station line. A lot of scratchy stuff going on. It's not good. So let's take, you have a patient that was diagnosed with Parkinson's. We'll name him Gary. And he had imaginary visions of cats and delusions and hallucinations, which is where you get in the Parkinson case, and I say 10 million people worldwide have that, so you get, but about 50% are suffering from these delusions.
And the Food and Drug Administration has approved this new medication to treat Parkinson's, to related hallucinations and delusions. And the treatment, it actually mutes the visions. So you have a process of that. This American protection of the patent, similar to the one I'm talking about of stem cell pen, and providing an incentive for any company or development to get into the investment for the next generation of breakthrough medications. So the high-level panel on access to medicines is the United Nations needed. And its purpose in this panel is to begin where they have control over the drug and circumvent the Patent Act so it isn't patented. And so this approach is assuming that intellectual property protection will allow the United Nations to take over the drug. And the United States takes in, based upon government figures, it's about $2.6 billion in 10 years of research or clinical testing before any new medication reaches a consumer. And only about 1 in 8 drugs makes a critical clinical trial. So based upon that information, the United States has some strong intellectual property protections. But right now you have about 7,000 drugs in the research and development system, and about 70% of them begin in the United States. The rest of them are going to China, Singapore particularly. And internationally, the United States is responsible for about, let's say, half of all the new medications created, particularly in the past few years. So if you have intellectual property protection, the investor in the math of the medical research and development makes it impossible, you see, if you don't have those IP protections. So the United Nations has a high-level panel on access to medicines, which says that they claim it. It's like they do with the water. And so you have about 350 of the 375 medications in the World Health Organizations that are now taken over by the United Nations. That's this week. So you have the access to developing countries, which are based upon the idea of communism and socialism, which receive the drugs. This is called the inequality principle that Obama's been promoting. So you have the United Nations is acting on that premise and to erode the intellectual property rights of the whole world. So what you have is a system by which the manufacturing output index that is occurring in the United States. You have technology and productivity taking the jobs, you see, it's running rather than the manufacturing job indexes to be the indicator. And those type of data are in the Bureau of Labor Statistics in the Federal Reserve Board. And the idea is that when you look at the manufacturing system controlled by the United Nations, particularly within the drug innovation area, you'll see a Sharia law paragraph in that contract. Now, I don't know about you, which way do you want to go? You don't have an Obamacare. You don't have any really good support for hospice care. There are people in this country that are taking care of their loved ones at home, and they have no medical training. They don't have the $3,000 to $5,000 a month to pay someone who can't speak English, who comes from a foreign country, is not vetted, to come into the house to take care of their loved one. And that's the truth of it. You may not like to hear that, but that's what's going on.
And the other thing is that you also have the federal requirement that people buy their health care. They buy their product and they do it under fine. So in other words, let's say the insurance company is, they were making deals with Obama during the time that Obamacare was being negotiated. And they even had film of it. And it was on television. The people that wore things over their head, wore veils coming into the whole thing. You had people out there with the unions smoking $150 cigars after they left the office. You probably, I wonder how in the hell I knew it was $150 cigar. Those are my missions to Cuba that taught me that one. Yeah. We have a break coming up. And after the break, we're going to get started on the next page of this discussion.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is Margaret Pathways, and the call number is 800-313-9443. So what we have is openings really for soothsayers to be in Obamacare. So you have the shortage of the intellectual property being taken over by the United Nations for drugs, for the drug innovation. You have unreliable federal and drug administrations testing of various products that are questionable in their activity in the body. And then you have the federal government require that people buy health care. Now, the insurers are losing the money over Obamacare. You've got Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas deciding one example has put in for a 58% increase in premiums for its 603,000 customers because it lost $770 million in its exchange plans in 2015. So they just go to the government and say, give me the money. And then you have increases, for instance, North Carolina is a good example. You have what they call the Bronze Plan, which we've talked about on this show before, and it's been talked about over by a lot of people. But they never tell the public, you know, exactly what that cost is. In other words, a Bronze Plan of a family of four that isn't eligible for Obamacare subsidy because of the income, it costs about $12,000 a year in premiums and comes with a $13,700 deductible. So, you know, the economy is close to the worst it's been in years. The recession is upon us. A lot of people don't think that Obamacare is really helpful to them. About 50% of that, I think, is some of the data. And so the government-run insurance market is still somewhat unstable, really. But you see, what's happening is that this is affecting other federal government programs. And the more the United Nations, the takeover on the premise of taking over intellectual property that governs these medical devices and medical drugs is a huge threat to your human existence. So I think that the idea of saying, like, government saying, well, you can't use these words, jihad or Sharia law, because that'll upset somebody. Well, what about all the jobs that are lost in America based upon the fact you can't make your deal go in the other way? In other words, you're giving it away again, see, and it was a social activity. It's like Obama goes to the chimney pork. His real motive is to get more blacks to work at Yosemite Park. Well, that ought to be pretty easy for him. We're going to go into the second live hour of Parker Pathways and welcome every minute of it. If we don't get cut off again, call the numbers 800-313-9443. And I welcome you and thank you for listening. We'll see you on the other end on the live second and third hour of Parker Pathways.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This